You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 29th show. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Stephanie Kristen with Windermere Real Estate, preparing your home for sale. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me today.
And a little bit about Stephanie. After attending Michigan State University, Stephanie got married, moved to Seattle, where she started a family and her career in real estate. They currently live in Somerset, beautiful area in Bellevue, where Stephanie is an active agent in her community. She is managing broker of Windermere and has been selling homes for over three decades. We're talking about decades this show.
Amazing.
No kidding. Stephanie is a firm believer in giving back to her community and donates a portion of every single sale to causes like Windermere's Foundation and Plymouth Housing Group. With most of her business coming from the listing side, Stephanie has successfully helped hundreds of sellers prepare their home for sale. Today, she's going to share her tips for preparation of your home selling or living.
Stephanie, wow, three decades. So that's awesome. And so, I mean, we ask people about the market, but your opinion is really valuable because you've seen it all. So
I have seen it all, yes. So exactly. In fact, probably 10 years ago, I was representing bankruptcy trustees and doing a lot of short sales. And so it was a completely different market back then. Mm-hmm. And so many of the agents that are in the market right now just haven't seen, you know, time listing on market days, you know, in the months. And some of them have been on the market a year back in those days.
Yes. So, yeah. Well, it shows a true expert that you actually adjust and accommodate to the need in whatever market that we're in.
Yeah, exactly. I feel very fortunate to have had, you know, the opportunity to do the short sales in that side of the market and then move into most of my business now is repeat and referral business from, you know, people that I know and work with all the time. So that's been good.
So what do you see it doing right now?
Yeah, so we have definitely seen a shift this year. We started off with a bang. You know, February, we saw some of the highest sales prices in our market. March, April, strong. But then we just started, you know, to really see. And in general, we're going to see the inventory increase as a normal, you know, people putting their house on the market in the springtime. But that really changed, and we felt it, you know, come June. So inventory was increasing, and then it really just hit the brakes after that. So I have to say prices seem like they have come down quite a bit. We are seeing a lot more price reductions in the market, and we're seeing inventory levels that, as we talk about that in the industry, is 2 months supply of inventory. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I've talked about it with other agents in my office. You know, we went from 120 miles an hour to 60. Yeah. So we're still, you know, clipping right along, but it just feels like we've really put the brakes on. And so that's, it's an adjustment for a lot of sellers in this market. So
being that you work with so many sellers, I know you represent buyers as well, but you know, work with a lot of representation, with sellers. What are you telling them when they come to you and ask that, you know, Stephanie, is it a good time for me to sell right now?
Yeah, I think first of all, like your earlier guest said, it depends. Mm-hmm. I think you do have to make a decision that's right for you and find, you know, make the decision based on, you know, your personal, your needs and what's going on in your life. But we're still in a seller's market. You know, typically we're saying a buyer's market or a neutral market is 3 to 6 months worth of inventory. Mm-hmm. And so we have two.
Yeah.
So we're still at a good time, and I really think that a properly, you know, prepared home, priced home and promoted home, we're still seeing those sell, you know, really quickly within, you know, less than a week on market.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still a good time to sell. But I think ultimately you have to work with your agent to find what is the best time for you.
Yeah. And it's, you know, regardless of the market that we're in, if you're buying and selling at the same time, you're never going to get the best market on both sides.
For
so
sure.
You're going to win and maybe not win on one or the other side. The real challenge is if you're looking at just selling and doing something else and not reinvesting. And that's, you know, that's where that conversation might come in more play.
For sure. Yeah. And the other thing I think about this market is it does allow you a moment to breathe. I mean, it allows
it allows
people to make an educated decision and move comfortably and confidently and not have people, you know, on their nerves, you know, just rattled trying to, you know, maybe do something beyond where they should be.
Yes.
So I think, again, you know, working together, communicating, I think, you know, people can, you know, still make great decisions in this market that work for everybody.
Well said.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, it just amps up for everybody. I mean, when we have to move fast, decisions fast, everything's moving so fast that, I mean, you can't sit down and breathe and really let things digest. So that's a very valuable point. You mentioned something specifically about preparing correctly. So what would your thoughts be about preparing your home for a sale?
Sure. So I think that's one of the pre-marketing is one of the biggest things that we can do in selling a home. So, you know, I provide a roadmap basically for my clients from, you know, when they decide they want to sell to, you know, getting that on the market. And honestly, I can probably, working with my vendors and people, get a house on the market in a week to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes everything from, you know, staging, inspections, cleaning, deep cleaning, yard work. But, you know, I feel if we can do everything to get the property looking its best and then also help make it easy for buyers to make a good decision,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, that's how we can help get our sellers, you know, the most amount of money for their property.
Yeah, 7 to 10 days, that is impressive.
Thanks.
You know, to get all of that done. So anything else that share that's unique about your process, Stephanie?
You know, one of the things I do think I have is vendors. You know, I have people that my Rolodex is deep and strong. They've got, you know, people.
And that's why you can do that miracle working time-wise.
Yeah. And I treat the people that I work with, not only my clients, but the people that help me, you know, in the process, just treat them with the utmost respect. And I'm so lucky to have them on my team. And I think that helps translate into service for my clients.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just love the folks that I work with. They do a great job for me and my sellers. Yeah,
yeah. Love that.
That's great. Let's change gears a little bit. So we talked about pre-inspections before and putting their house on the market. Are pre-inspections part of your process at this point?
Yeah, I really believe firmly in having the house pre-inspected before we go on the market. I think knowledge is power. And when we control that information on the seller side, then we're able to control the process a little bit more. Doesn't mean we have to do everything on the list, but at least it limits the amount of surprises that are going to come up. And it helps us to make the decisions ahead of time. So whether we're getting a bid for that, you know, or we're deciding to do the work, at least, you know, I like to just, negotiate once and eliminate. The other thing that I don't know that everybody understands, sellers in particular, is the way in the multiple listing, the way the inspection is written, the inspection contingency is written, is it's really a free walk for a buyer in the market. I mean, they when they include that contingency, honestly, they don't even have to do an inspection. So I think we need to limit that that exposure for our sellers. So
yeah, that's doing a really good point.
Yeah, doing that ahead of time, I think that is.
Yeah. And so for the sellers listening, a pre-inspection is basically you're paying for a home inspection prior to having your home listed, and then you're providing that to the buyer. So a seller may say, well, gosh, Stephanie, I'm worried about having to do a lot more work when I open up this can of worms. How would you respond to that?
Sure, sure. So again, that part of that roadmap is meeting with the inspector. We get the inspection report back, and then we decide to do, you know, a variety of things. One, either we're going to do the work. Sometimes the sellers do the work themselves. Other times we call and professionals to have them do the work, or we can get bids and provide those to the seller or to the buyer. Again, it's just all about having the information and being able to you know what to do with that.
Yeah. So, would you rather have that can of worm opens at the beginning before the offers come in, or have it open after you have an offer and now you got to go back to renegotiation?
Exactly.
And you do not have the same amount of power
as
you had up front.
That's right.
Get it all out there.
Perfect. Yes.
So what about disclosing those items from the inspection? I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. You want to be the person with the cards in your hand and the knowledge and understand how you're going to, you know, approach a situation, not having anything kind of come up later. How do you go about disclosing those items to others?
So I have the full listing inspection, so we provide that all to the buyer. And honestly, in general, they appreciate having that information. And instead of them having to go out and get the bids and the estimates, we've already done that for them. Mm-hmm. So again, it's all about when you're going to know it. Do you want to know it ahead of time when you control the process, or, you know, later when a buyer has your back up against the wall and you really can't do anything about it? In general, they're going to find out about it sooner or later. So I just prefer to have that sooner. And again, you know, hopefully we can take some of those easy ones off the list so it doesn't even, you know, become an issue.
Yeah. And what are the best improvements that an owner can make if they're looking at what can they do to have the best impact?
Sure. So the other thing we do as part of the process is having a stager come through. Mm-hmm. And so part of our roadmap includes the inspection items, but then also staging items. I think the biggest return on investment that sellers can do is pack. Part of that process for me, when I have my staging come through with a walkthrough, is I provide moving boxes. Just get the ball rolling, start packing up as much, you know, as you can, just to create that open space. I think the other thing you can do is neutralize, you know, clean lines, light, you know, neutral paint. Also doing carpets is another, not too expensive, but, you know, whether it's cleaning up the floors. And then the other thing we do is a deep clean. I have a team that comes in right before we go on the market. You know, we have the windows washed, the carpets cleaned, the whole property cleaned, and a landscaper that can come out and do all of the, you know, just prep work outside to just increase the curb appeal. I mean, for the most part, the sellers, you know, I hear a lot of times they say, why didn't I do this before? And so, you know, that's really, I think it's never too early to start preparing your home, you know, to sell. And even if you never sell, it's such a lovely way to live. You know, if you can just get those things done early and enjoy it. I have a great stager that does owner-occupied staging, and she's helped several of my clients that have moved, but to come in and just do that, even, you know, staging for living.
Yeah, so, get the deep clean done.
That's right.
So, Stephanie, I flipped a few homes, and the first thing I'm going to do is the bathrooms and the kitchen. I mean, that's kind of the go-to because it's got that, you know, it just changes your environment. And everybody thinks that's the biggest improvement that you could do to improve the value of your home. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that is, I think there is a lot of, when buyers are looking, I think they are the dollar sign that they apply to that. I have a friend that calls that awfulizing. You know, they put this high value number on that. I do think there are some cosmetic improvements that you can make. If people are selling, I don't encourage them to go and, you know, completely remodel bathrooms and kitchens and put in, you know, $100,000. But if you are doing it, do it for yourself and what you would enjoy. And if you're going to stay there, I think those are great, you know, things to do. I've also had people ask me, you know, can I take the bathtub out and just have a 3-quarter bath in the shower? Again, you're going to meet buyers that want a tub and buyers that want a, you know, large walk-in shower. I think you have to do what works best for you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so have that conversation and see what, you know, what the ultimate goal is of the home. Stephanie, it was such a pleasure to have you in
so
studio.
Much.
Thank you. And we look forward to having you come back.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been great. Thank you.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And we're going to be here, same time, same place, next week, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.